Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 26th of December, the first Sunday after Christmas. Christmas comes, Christmas goes, but God's love is everlasting. Babies are born, babies grow up, but God's love is everlasting. The God who made the entire world is with us here and now, and forever and ever. People of God, holy and beloved, put on compassion and kindness this day.
Praise God in the highest heaven. Praise God in the deepest sea.
Children of the Most High, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves in humility and gentleness.
Praise God with the winged messengers. Praise God with the heavenly host.
Disciples of Christ, holy and beloved, find unity through the bonds of love.
Let all creation sing God's praise. Let all creation worship the Lord.
God of the Incarnation, even as we celebrate the love that was born at Christmas, we know that your love continues to grow far beyond Christmas Day. Even as parents watch tenderly and proudly as their children grow into adulthood, you hold us in your compassionate embrace throughout our lives. Guide us into mature faith, O God, that we might be like Jesus in our love, in our humility and wisdom, and in every word and deed. Shape us, inspire us, challenge us, and bless us with the music to sing your praises. Amen.
Shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Good news of greatest joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in Bethlehem this day is born of David's line, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all simply wrapped in swaddling clothes and in a manger laid. Thus spoke the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace, good will henceforth from highest heaven begin and never cease.
The first reading is Psalm 148. This psalm is an invitation to praise God. A suitable title for the psalm might be The Choir of Creation. The psalmist captures the scene where all of creation is singing a hymn in harmony to the praise of the Creator. When we're being fully what we were created to be, we best serve and glorify God. when people are unhindered and liberated to be fully alive, when the trees are allowed to be fully themselves, and the plants, flowers, animals, rainforests, rivers and seas, when creation is allowed to flourish and be what God intended it to be, that's when God is glorified, praised and worshipped in spirit and truth. Perhaps at this present time it's difficult for us to join in this hymn, yet the potential we have to be fully alive, to live in harmony with creation, to be co-workers in the restoration of the Creator's order is there for us all. It's deep inside us. It's in the expanding mass of the universe, in the rumble of thunder and roar of the ocean, in the deep work of germination and the inertia of the spinning planet that we call home. Listen to the reading from Psalm 148.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them for ever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants, of Israel, the people close to his heart.
Let us pray. You have chosen us for yourself, O God, and yet we choose other paths, other roads, other priorities. Guide us back to you. Forgive us, gracious one, when we destroy harmony, when we wear anger like a cloak, when we weave discontent and malice into the fabric of our lives, when we withhold forgiveness from one another. Clothe us with your love and mercy, that we may live as your people and put on love and mercy. Dwell in us once more, that we may live as people of compassion, kindness, humility and patience. Bind us together with your powerful love, that our love may be pure and our actions may reflect the peace of Christ, calling us into unity and harmony. Let us join in the words of the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Hear the promise of Christmas. Christ has come with mercy and grace. Christ walks with us even now. Rejoice, my friends. In Christ we all are forgiven.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a draughty stable and an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord. appeared to man, just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of glory, sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds, swiftly from your stupor rise, to see the Saviour of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Angels, sing again the song you sang, bring God's glory to the heart of mine. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be salvation to the soul. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mine are riches from your poverty, from your innocence eternity. Mine forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to man. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
The second Bible reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Many of us who have been brought up within the context of Christian faith have childhood memories of taking part in activities associated with the Christmas story. Perhaps you had a part in a nativity play, or sang carols in the school choir, or read during a service of lessons and carols. I can't remember if it was in Sunday school, church, or day school, when as a child I was asked to read the story of the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2. The reading included that line, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The bit that gave me food for thought was not the babe in the manger, or that there was no room for them in the inn, but the image of the child wrapped in swaddling clothes. I had no idea what swaddling clothes looked like. I don't remember now, but I'm sure I had to ask someone for help to pronounce this unfamiliar term. Nowadays we have Google to answer every question on any subject. One of the problems with Google is that the range of answers can be so diverse that we are left feeling more confused than when we started out for an answer to the question. There are many comments offered on various websites about swaddling clothes. Some are purely allegorical. Others are drawn from Jewish custom at the time. Swaddling clothes, according to every commentary I've read, were bands of cloth, probably cotton, not really clothes as in a garment. The custom of the East was to wrap the newborn in these strips of cloth after washing the body. One commentator I read said, first the baby was laid on its back diagonally on a square sheet of this cotton cloth. After folding the cloth around the infant, the shroud was tied with ribbons. Then the baby was wrapped with the swaddling cloth. A child so wrapped would be recognized as newly born. In today's reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, the people of God are told to dress themselves, not in swaddling clothes, but in garments suitable for God's chosen people. Paul lays out the clothes suitable for the follower of Christ. They mirror the spirit and attitudes that we often associate with the Christmas season. Paul states that the Christian should be clothed with compassion. Christmas is a time when we participate in many acts of compassion, such as giving to the poor and the needy and feeding the hungry. Many charities collect toys for the underprivileged and deliver food to those in need. Paul writes that Christians should be clothed with kindness. Christmas is a time when we make a special effort to remember to be kind and considerate to others. This is the time when people give special gifts to those who have served them in different ways throughout the rest of the year. It may be a small token gift, but it's a way of saying thank you and acknowledging the service of others. Paul also writes that Christians should be clothed with patience. The period before Christmas is Advent. Advent is all about waiting. Now we wait as the new year approaches. Paul reminds us that the most important garment we need to be clothed in is love. Christmas is certainly a season when we express love. We share the love of family around the table. We share love with our friends as we get in touch during the holiday season. We share love as we exchange gifts with those who are dear to us. And we share love as we worship in person and in spirit. Paul reminds us that as we share love and exhibit other Christian graces, we should do it in the name of the Lord with thanksgiving. The Christian clothing of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, love, and thankfulness are not items to be worn during one season of the year. Christ requires that we be clothed this way every day. And although Christmas Day has come and gone, let's remember that Christmas is not just a one-day celebration. It's a season that continues to Epiphany, but more important, it's a season that we should continue to celebrate in our hearts and in our spirits throughout the whole year.
Love came down at Christmas. Love, oh lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign. Worship we
Let us pray. Generous God, we thank you for the life of Jesus. Baby.
Born to be like us.
Child.
with an inquiring mind.
Friend.
With laughing eyes.
Teacher.
With a new story.
Physician.
With the healing hands.
Priest.
With the forgiving word.
Lord.
With the wounded feet.
Thank you for all Jesus was.
Thank you for all he is.
Thank you for all he will be.
Now and through all eternity.
Loving God, as we get ready to welcome a new year, we pray for both the world at large and for the intimate world of our family, friends, church, neighbours and colleagues.
For those for whom the new year will bring success and joy, and those who will experience discouragement and failure.
Help us to use both success and failure for your glory.
For those who in the coming year will enjoy good health and buoyant spirits, and those who will suffer injury, disease, increasing handicap, or mental disability.
Help us enjoy the strong and encourage those who are weak.
For people who govern nations, negotiate for peace, struggle against injustice and counter-terrorism, and for those many people in the background who quietly go on loving their neighbours without receiving any recognition.
Help us to appreciate great gifts and to celebrate small ones.
For the people who during the coming year will rejoice in birth and growth, and for those who must endure decline, decay, or be plunged into the anguish of sorrow.
Help us to laugh with the happy and to grieve with the sad.
For churches that will seem to flourish with new members and activities, and those who will appear to shrink and struggle to maintain their mission.
Help us to walk humbly when strong and faithfully when weak.
Most patient and generous God, continue to deal graciously with this congregation and enable us as individuals and as a fellowship to serve you boldly in times of doubt and to go gently in times of confidence.
For the healing of the nations, the love of the least and lost, and to the glory of your wonderful name, we so pray, God of unfailing love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Whose hope is burning. listen to the news of love which makes the heavens ring. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.